Call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mrs. Smith?
Here.
And Mr. Smith is present. Ms. Sproig and Mr. Perello are absent.
Okay. Here again, there's no bills. Oh, look. April 13th special meeting. Motion to accept as presented. So moved, Paul. Who was the second I heard? Was it Howard?
Sure.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? There's no bills or communication. The only thing is business discussion approval special assessment report fiscal year 2020 of Adlar Infrastructure Project.
I would ask everybody to take a look at table F to start out. Instead of going through the entire report, which we've done in the past, table F is basically the determination of the surplus or shortfall and the total amount of money that flowed through this account is a little over $4.5 million, and the projections that we made and approved last year turned out to be correct within a tolerance of $22,700, which is as close to the actuals matching the budget as you could possibly imagine, given $4.5 million of activity. It's a half of 1%. And the same format that we went through last year is disclosed in the report. But I would always start out by focusing on how close were we last year before we either make the same mistake twice or we do the same good job of predicting twice. And it looks like the report is completely on track with the information provided. I did check the special assessment roll bond payments against what's in here, and I did check the assessed values and special assessments against what's in the report. And unlike last year when they didn't match, this year they all match.
Nice. This is Jen. I just wanted to add two things. The first is that if you do have any questions for MuniCap, Jamie Sheehan from MuniCap is ready to dial in if we need her. She's and then the other thing I would just say is that, as in past years, Appendix B to the Special Assessment Report is the budget that the Infrastructure LDC needs to approve by the end of October, consistent with the Paris rules.
And everything that's in the budget comes from the report. All the budget inputs in Appendix B, which is the Paris budget for this entity, since this is a single purpose entity only for the Adelar Resort Road District, Adelar Resort Lighting District, Adelar Resort Drainage District, Adelar Resort Sewer District, and Adelar Resort Water District, which are the five appendices A1 through A5, all of the numbers in B pull from those totals from A1 to A5. And I have checked them all. And if you remember last year, there was a discrepancy. This year, there is not.
So we're going to approve that today, right? We're not going to wait till next month.
I don't see any advantage to waiting unless you're going to spend the half a day going through it.
That's why we have smart people like you.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty easy to just look up the assessment roll number for each parcel and check it against what's in the report. I mean, that's
suspicious when lawyers start complimenting other lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. It was boring work, Susie, and it didn't take anything other than just spending the time to do it. The numbers are all either in the bond purchase agreement or on the assessment roll.
And there's nothing surprised. I mean, no concerns you have that came up, right?
There were last year. There are none this year.
Great. So I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second it.
I'll call the question in. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't disclose because I don't think infrastructure has anything to do with any business I could possibly do, and I don't do business directly with EPR, so I just want to be clear why I didn't disclose it. Okay. Any public comment? Motion to adjourn?
Motion. Scott.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, Paul. Monday, October 19th at 9:23 a.m. is the email with the dial-in number.
Which I have right in front of me. I want to make sure it's right.
Well, don't tell us.
Okay, that's the dial-in number for this meeting. And then separately, there's a different dial-in.